Federal and provincial government workers will have September 19 off to mourn the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, but Manitoba schools and healthcare facilities will operate as normal. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced September 13 that next Monday, the date of the Queen's funeral in London, would be a federal holiday. Federally regulated industries such as banks and airlines will not be required to give employees the day off. Declaring an opportunity for Canadians to mourn on Monday is going to be important, the Prime Minister said during a caucus retreat in New Brunswick. The Manitoba government announced later on Tuesday that non-essential government services and offices would be closed September 19, but that schools, healthcare centers and childcare facilities would be open as usual, though schools will be encouraged to observe a moment of silence. I encourage all Manitobans to take a moment to reflect on Her Late Majesty's special relationship with our province and her countless contributions to our country and the entire Commonwealth, said Premier Heather Stephenson in a news release. Ceremonies in recognition of the Queen's funeral will be held in Canada, including a parade, flypast and church service in Ottawa, which will be nationally televised. There will be a 21-gun salute at the Manitoba Legislature grounds to coincide with the Federal Memorial Service in Ottawa, followed by a royal gun salute of 96 rounds to honor each year of Elizabeth's life. A provincial memorial service for invited guests will take place at St. John's Anglican Cathedral in Winnipeg at 7 p.m. September 19, with the church bells ringing 96 times before it begins. Books of condolence are available for the public to sign at the Manitoba Legislative Building and City Halls in Winnipeg, Brandon, Steinbach and Thompson. Following Trudeau's announcement of the federal holiday, business organizations such as the Retail Council of Canada and the Canadian Federation of Independent Business urged provincial governments not to make September 19 an official holiday because of the hardship it would cause to businesses struggling from labor shortages and business lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some provinces were not recognizing the holiday, while others said government offices and schools would be closed but private sector employers could remain open. Prince Edward Island declared a one-time statutory holiday for all provincially regulated workers, as well as announcing plans to have government offices and schools be closed. With files from the Canadian press.